Welcome in. Today we're building a DJ-friendly intro for old-school jungle and drum and bass in Ableton Live 12, and we're going to use one of the most underrated tools for that classic rolling, but still mixable feel, the Groove Pool. The big idea is simple. A great DJ intro has two jobs. One, it has to be functional, meaning a DJ can beat match it easily and trust the downbeats. Two, it still has to be vibey, meaning it hints at the breakbeat attitude before the main section hits. So our formula is: keep the core drums tight on the grid, and let the groove live mostly on the break layer and maybe the tops. That's how you get that jungle lurch without ruining the mix-in. Here's what we're building: a 32-bar intro at around 170 to 174 BPM. I'll use 172 as the sweet spot. Bars 1 to 8, minimal, mixable foundation. Bars 9 to 16, a filtered break comes in, and this is where the groove starts to show. Bars 17 to 24, energy lift, fills, ear candy. Bars 25 to 32, full drums and a clear pre-drop signal into your main section. All right, let's set up Ableton. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Time signature stays 4/4. Now create a few tracks. First, a MIDI track called Drums Core. This is going to be your punchy, gridlocked anchor. Second, an audio track called Break Loop. This is your human layer. Third, a MIDI track called Bass Sub, just for a simple sustained note or two. Fourth, an FX track, audio or MIDI, whatever you like. And optionally, a perk top track for shakers, rides, little bits. Quick teacher tip, color code these. It sounds silly until you're moving fast and you can instantly see red is core drums, orange is breaks, blue is bass. It keeps you in the flow. Now we build the mixable core drums. On drums core, drop in a drum rack. Load simple one-shots, a short tight kick, a snare that has that DNB crack, and a short closed hat. Program a basic one-bar loop. Put the snare on beats 2 and 4. That's the spine. Put the kick on beat 1. If you want a touch more motion, add a second kick on the end of 2 or as a small ghost before 3, but keep it simple for now. Then add closed hats as 8th notes, or if you want it slightly faster, 16ths, but keep them consistent. And here's an important rule for this whole lesson. Do not groove this core pattern much. The core is your grid reference. This is what the DJ locks onto. We'll make it exciting by layering groovy stuff on top, not by wobbling the foundation. Next, choose a break and prep it properly. On the break loop track, drag in a classic break sample. Amen, think, funky drummer, whatever you've got. Click the clip, go to the clip view, and turn warp on. For warp mode, start with beats, because it preserves transients nicely for drums. Set preserve to transients. Now, for the classic jungle workflow, right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use the slicing preset transients. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices. This is huge because now you're not stuck with one loop timing. You can program the break like it's an instrument, and then Groove Pool becomes insanely powerful. Now let's talk Groove Pool, but only the parts that matter. Open the Groove Pool. In Live 12, it's that wavy lines icon on the left panel. A groove in Ableton basically reshapes timing and feel. The main controls you'll care about are timing, which is your swing or shuffle strength. Random, which adds tiny timing variations for human feel. Velocity, which makes the groove affect loudness accents. Bass, which is the grid division the groove relates to, usually 16th notes for jungle. Quantize inside the groove settings, which pulls notes closer to the grooved grid. And commit, which bakes the groove into the clip. We'll hold off on that until later. Roll for DJ intros. Core stays straight. Break gets the attitude, so let's apply a groove to the break. In the Groove Pool, load a groove. Search for MPC grooves, or look for a 16th swing groove. Anything in that family is a good start. Drag that groove onto your break MIDI clip, the one created by slicing. If you've got the original audio loop instead, you can apply it there too, but the sliced MIDI gives you more control. Now dial in beginner safe settings, timing around 40 to 65%. Random around 5 to 12%, velocity around 10 to 25%, bass at 1/16, quantize low at first, maybe 0 to 20%. Press play and listen. You want the break to lean. It should sound like it's rolling forward and backward slightly, like a human drummer, but you still want the bar lines to feel reliable. Now check the core drums. Leave them with no groove, or if you really want them to share the same pocket, apply the groove but keep timing super low, like 10 to 20%. And random almost zero. The goal is, core stays a ruler, break is the dancing layer. Now we arrange the 32-bar intro in arrangement view. Bars 1 to 8, the DJ-friendly bed. Start with kick and hat. You can even hold back the snare for the first two bars, then bring it in so the intro grows slightly. Keep the sub extremely light, even just a filtered sustained note that you barely feel, or nothing at all for the first few bars. Add atmosphere, vinyl crackle, a distant noise bed, something that says this is jungle without taking space. Mix tip, put an AV filter high pass around 30 to 50 Hz on your drum bus if you need to clean rumble, and keep low-end mono using utility if you're widening anything later. Bars 9 to 16, filtered break enters, groove reveal. Bring in the break layer, but make it feel like it's behind a curtain. Put an auto filter on the break track, set it to low pass. Start cutoff around 500 to 900 Hz, resonance about 10 to 20%. Then automate the cutoff so it slowly opens up, aiming to reach maybe 2 to 5kHz by bar 16. That automation is a classic reveal trick. DJs get stable drums, but the crowd starts hearing the promise of the real break coming. Optional texture. Add redux very subtly. Just a touch of downsample for grit. Don't turn it into a video game, unless that's the point. Bars 17 to 24. Energy lift and ear candy. Turn the break up a bit. Maybe add a top loop like a ride or shaker, and you can groove that lightly too. Add a snare fill every 4 or 8 bars. Old school jungle loves those little call-outs. Even a simple one-bar variation at the end of bar 16 or bar 24 helps the phrasing. FX ideas using stock devices, a short, dark room reverb on snare hits, a ping-pong delay on a tiny vocal stab, or a noise sweep using operator or wave-eatable noise into auto-filter. Bars 25 to 32, pre-drop signal. Now let the full break speak. Open the filter fully. Layer it with the core drums so it feels wide and thick, but still anchored. Add a one-bar fill on bar 32, and make a clear something is about to happen moment. A classic trick, in the very last beat before the drop, mute the kick and let a snare hit, maybe with a little reverb tail. Carry the tension. Now, here's one of the most practical groove pool tricks for DJ intros. Sometimes when you add groove, the very first kick or snare feels late. That's bad for mix-ins because the DJ wants that first downbeat to slap exactly on the grid. So do this. Keep the groove on the break at a healthy amount, like timing 50 to 65%, but manually tighten the first transient. If you're using break slices in MIDI, grab the very first important hit, usually the first kick slice, and place it exactly on 1.1.1. You're basically saying, the song starts on the grid, and then the groove can wobble after that. If it still feels a little messy at the bar lines, raise groove quanti slightly, like 10 to 25%, and lower random a touch, maybe down to 5 to 8. That keeps the human feel but stops it from drifting. And here are a couple coach notes that will level you up fast. Groove pool is per clip, not per track. That means you can duplicate clips across the intro and change groove amount as you go. This is one of the cleanest ways to make the intro evolve. Try this concept. Early on, the break is looser and more mysterious. Right before the drop, tighten it slightly so the handoff into the main section hits hard and clean. Also, there's a global groove amount knob in the groove pool. Treat it like a safety knob. When you're experimenting, set it around 50% so you don't accidentally overswing everything. Once it feels good, creep it up toward 100 only if the bar lines still feel solid. And don't commit too early. Commit is like printing the groove into the clip. A smart workflow is, audition grooves, arrange the intro, adjust groove per clip if you want that evolution, and only then commit if you need to resample or export stems with fixed timing. Now a quick mix polish so it sounds like DNB and not a demo loop. On the drum bus, do a simple stock chain. EQ 8, high pass at 25 to 35 Hz to clear sub rumble. If it feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. Drum bus, small drive, like 5 to 15%. Boom very carefully, if at all. Glue compressor, attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not squashing. On the brick track, add a saturator with soft clip-on and a small drive. If it gets harsh, tame the top end with a gentle shelf dip above 10kHz. That gives you that tape air vibe without fizz. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Don't groove everything equally, or your kick and snare lose the DJ grid. Don't crank random too high. Human is not the same as sloppy. Keep it subtle. If your break sounds smeared, your warp mode might be wrong. Beats is a good start, but try Complex Pro if needed and always listen for transient clarity. And make sure the intro has chapters. Every 8 bars, something should change. Add, remove, filter, fill, hue. DJs rely on that phrasing. Before we wrap, here's a fast DJ test you can do inside Ableton. Drop a commercial jungle track with a good intro onto an audio track. Warp it properly, align bar 1, and then crossfade between your intro and the reference using track volumes. Listen to the downbeats at every 8-bar boundary. If your groove makes your intro drift against the reference, reduce random or raise quantes on the grooved layer. This is how you keep vibe and mixability at the same time. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Make 3 different 16-bar intros using the same chord drums. Intro A. Clean DJ. Groove only on the break. Timing around 50. Random around 8. Intro B. More shuffle. Timing around 65. Random 10. Velocity 20. Intro C. Tighter but funky. Timing around 55. Quantes 20. Random 6. Export them and compare. Which one mixes easiest? Which one rolls the hardest? Which one hits best when the break opens at bar 17? And if you want a spicy variation after you've got the basics, try the push-pull illusion. Keep the break groove normal, but nudge your closed hats slightly earlier by a few milliseconds. Hats rush. Break lags. That's a very old-school feel. Alright, recap.